This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And at last week's March for Life says,
in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say that I'm sorry.
An initial video goes viral showing the junior, Nicholas Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, appearing to, in some people's estimations, smirk in the face of Nathan Phillips, a tribal elder who was drumming outside the Lincoln Memorial. The teenager denies he was smirking.
I have the utmost respect for Mr. Phillips. It's another person that freely used his First Amendment right.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, wants to run for president. Mayor Pete Buttigieg making the announcement in a video saying it's a season for boldness and a time to focus on the future. He's a 37-year-old former Navy intelligence officer. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
30,000 teachers who've been on strike for a week are returning to the classrooms in one U.S. city today, while teachers in another city are considering a strike. First, to Los Angeles.
Back to work! Back to work!
L.A. teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second-largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Meanwhile, in Denver, teachers have rejected an offer that would have given them an average 10% raise and are now considering a strike as soon as Monday. Senate leaders setting up two votes on two bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown, but neither measure is expected to advance when they're acted on tomorrow. President Trump promising to veto any bill that doesn't include funding for a border wall, and neither of these do. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The government shutdown is reportedly taking a toll on FBI investigations. The FBI Agents Association issuing a report saying the shutdown has hobbled their operations. Some agents saying they can't pay informants because of a lack of money, and it's causing them to lose some good sources. One official investigating a dangerous MS-13 gang says it's been difficult to communicate with Spanish-speaking informants. The agent saying since the shutdown, he didn't have an interpreter available. There's a report the White House is canceling a trade planning meeting with China. CNBC says the administration has called off the meeting that was scheduled for this week because of continuing outstanding disagreements over enforcing intellectual property rights. Members of the U.S. Trade Representative's office were to meet with two Chinese officials to try to resolve trade differences before a March 1st deadline. And Chick-fil-A is sticking to its Christian values. On Super Bowl Sunday, the fast food chain says its restaurant inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Super Bowl 53 will be held, will not be open for the big game on February 3rd. The food chain is closed every Sunday to give workers a day off with family and go to church. Chick-fil-A does have a history of opening on Sunday, though, in communities hit by natural disasters and other tragedies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the silent majority to speak up, okay? You cannot remain silent any longer if we're going to get this country back on track. It requires all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in. I am Bill Martinez, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And with us right now is National Immigration Analyst Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Hey, always great to have you here to keep, this topic front and center, as if it's not, because what it all comes down to, Maria, the closure of our government hinges on this issue of illegal immigrants coming into our country, murdering our citizens, and, breaking the law. And, are we going to be a nation of laws or a nation of lawbreakers?
Right. And you think that this would be fairly easy for our legislators to figure out, and again, I like your introduction there where you said that we have to be active, and that's exactly what we have to do, because evidently they don't mind foreigners invading our country, although we have a big front door and causing these crimes. And obviously our own legislators don't mind for America's children to be murdered and killed, tortured by illegal aliens.
Kind of amazing, when you think about it, because, the Democrats supposedly have been the champions, for Hispanics and minorities. But it is the very same that are most affected and that are the most vulnerable, because, gang members like MS-13, it's not like they're hanging out in, Beverly Hills. They're hanging out in the, in these immigrant communities and you've got many immigrants here who are living by the law. They're law abiding. They're here through the legal process, and they're the ones being attacked. And I just wonder if they even understand and realize that it is the very Democrats who are claiming to be champions are the ones that are hanging them out there to dry.
Oh, exactly. If we can't have safe communities and where our children can go and learn. Instead, they're sitting right next to our children, and their upbringing is completely different. And you're right. I think they have been regular, average Americans, Hispanics, and all have been abandoned by the entire Democratic Party.
Right. And the thing that galls me is they want to sit there and argue over what the definition of a wall is, if it's a wall, a barrier, and the silly stuff they come up with. And I mean, these are supposedly educated people, legislators themselves. You hear them talk, Maria, on television. You go, Well, what are you thinking? You think Donald Trump's only, you know, that his administration and all the experts he's got working on this are only thinking about, you know, a barrier? Of course it's comprehensive. Of course it involves all the current technology that's around. You know, we've got some smart people in this administration. But, you know, they want to tangle this up and act as if, you know, it's like some brilliant soundbite they come up with. Like, boy, you're lucky I'm here, because if I wasn't here, you wouldn't have thought about using drones. You wouldn't consider using modern technology. It's like, what? You're an idiot. Sit down.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been along the southern border there and on a night watch, which is going out in the middle of the night with the Texas Board of Volunteers and just observing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we were out there in the middle of the night, you know, there were drones flying up above. And guess what? Then the Border Patrol came over to that area. And, you know, we were told that there were a group of so many coming our way.
Right.
And, you know, we saw these, you know, illegal aliens in 60 miles north of the border now.
Wow.
You know, Bill.
Yeah.
And look, could see them through night vision, and they were carrying backpacks. You know, presumably they were loaded with drugs, and, you know, the Border Patrol never caught them, so it's very difficult to even, you know, try and catch these individuals. Plus, they're placed in a very dangerous situation. And so that's why we can't compromise on the wall. We cannot compromise on preventing Americans being killed by people who shouldn't be here in the first place.
Right.
And that these legislators, if they think they're so bright, you know, why aren't they listening to those on the ground?
Exactly.
Frontliners, border agents, you know, Brandon Judd, Hector Garza, Paul Perez, Chief Padilla, all of them, they know exactly what's going on at the border, but yet they continue to ignore the agents who are the most knowledgeable.
You know, and to your point here, you mentioned you went to the border. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party, we're going to be talking in just a moment. She was at the border here recently as well. You know, my question is, with these politicians, these senators and congressmen, how many of them have been to the border?
Right. How many of them have actually
Field trip.
Road?
Hey, how about a field trip? Instead of Nancy Pelosi, getting a military transport, how about taking her family and her posse down to the border? And, you know, and maybe we'll have a drink wagon there, because that seems to be important to her whenever she travels. She's got, you know, got to have all the right mix of cocktails. So maybe we'll set something up there and her posse can go down there and check it out firsthand and listen, you know, although every time, and this is what, again, really upsets me about this whole deal, Maria. I mean, the fact that this government is closed, people are suffering, people continue to suffer, people are dying because of this idiotic, ridiculous, and stubborn attitude about fixing a problem that is right in front of them. It's not that difficult to get the yes, but, you know, if you want to be stubborn and, and just not, and unyielding, you know, this is what you get. And, you know, President Trump brought it out really clear when he asked Nancy Pelosi. He says, okay, let's just say I open the government. Can we talk in 30 days and you'll be able to fund me, you know, give me funds for the wall? She goes, no, nothing. Well, negotiation over. I mean, there's no negotiation. There's no purpose here.
It's obvious. They don't want to secure that border. They want to for drugs to continue flooding into our country. They want these illegal aliens to come in and vote Democratic. They don't care that these MS-13 gang memberships are escalating and the crime hugely escalating and that they're killing our children.
Exactly.
They don't care about that. That's one trip that I would mind as a taxpayer paying for her to come to the border. And look at this. You know, we've been at this for, this will be our 10th year, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly to say is that we can't even keep up with all of the killings and people reaching out to us, you know, wanting to, for us to memorialize their loved ones. You know,
it's such a heartbreak, Maria. I mean, you can only imagine, you know, what these families are going through. We just went through another holiday, and their loved ones, there's an empty chair right there at the dinner table. And it's, holiday events. Someone in their family is missing. They are separated from their family forever. Forever.
Forever, yes. And our own American representatives cannot even champion and take up the torch to protect our American children. That's really sad, and they should be fired. I wish, Bill, that we could fire them on the spot instead of having to wait for the next election cycle.
Well, the people need to understand what's going on, number one. Number two, they need to remember what they've been, you know, what's been done to them in the name of a party and a partisan interest instead of an American interest. That's what this is all about. It is for what makes us unified, e pluribus unum. It is the greater cause and the greater idea. We've got more from Maria Espinosa right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move, on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move, on the move today.
I'll tell you, that's one thing you can be sure of. God is always on the move, okay? It's not just because all of a sudden you're seeing God moving here. I mean, because what all this comes down to, and we've had this discussion many times on the show, because we do address, you know, the core issue here, the most important thing, and that is that what is happening in our government today is a spiritual issue. This is a battle between good and evil. Think you not, all right? And so if you're looking, you know, to Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi for the answer, let me give you a shortcut here. They're not the answer, all right? It's the people, and it's the people getting in... getting connected to God and what God's intent in all this is, you know, immigration, you know, what is going on, how, you know, that we want to be fair-minded, that, you know, in light of all the fake news flying around, you saw what has been going on with this Covington High School situation. I mean, if you have a worldview and a perception that that high school junior was being disrespectful to the Native American, you know, that's your perception. And just as well as others that look at that and say, wow, this young man exercised an incredible amount of restraint. And if you were there, how would you have responded? You know, Maria, they've really blown this thing out of whack, but this is the country that we live in today. This is why I said earlier that the moral majority has to stand up and has to bring some, you know, credibility and reason and, you know, some righteousness, if I can say that, to the discussion, because this thing is out of control.
Yes, it is, Bill. And, you know, we need an adult in the room. And right. That young man, Big Sandman, he did behave in a very proper and respectful manner, even though he was being highly disrespected. And this individual, the other Nathan Phillips.
Why would he confront the kids? I mean, he walked across the quad. He purposely confronted the kids. And then afterwards he says, oh, I was fearful. You're fearful. You went right for the kids there. Yeah, you're asking for trouble. You're fortunate that it was these Catholic boys who went there, you know, marching for life, you know, and celebrating godly principles that they had, you know, because there's so many other instances where that thing could have got ugly real quick.
Correct. And his drumstick, Phillips' drumstick, came inches from the young boy's face.
Yes.
You know, if that wasn't antagonizing and aggressive.
Oh, it was provocative. It was provocative.
Terrible. And it's really sad to see that all on the rest of them, the adults behind Phillips and the black group there.
Yes, the black.
Shouting at them. Yeah. It's unacceptable, but people need to take a look at that and understand what's really taking place in our country.
Well, again, this is the spiritual issue. This is evil on full display. I mean, there's no other description for it. And what was on display there in that quad area, and thank God that the video was there to demonstrate this. And how disgusting, though, I got to tell you, whether it's celebrities, other people, other pundits, you know, threatening this young man, the kids at the high school, the school had to close down yesterday for the protection of the students because of the threats that were coming upon that school because of this false narrative. I mean, this is absurd. But again, this is lawlessness that is in our country. This is why we say this is a spiritual issue. You know, Maria, when we were on the break, I want to bring the people up to date here. You know, I was looking, you know, trying to get a number of how many citizens have been murdered by illegal immigrants. I think that that's an academic question, is it not?
It is, you know, and when my husband, Tim Lee, and I met with now former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, we asked him for those statistics, and we were excited, thought maybe we would get the number finally. And you know, we have a list that we've compiled, but again, we don't release it because then, you know, other people will get a hold of the list, and if there's one individual that maybe survived or was not killed by an illegal alien, then the entire project.
The whole thing loses credibility, right?
Exactly. So we asked him for these statistics, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that it was impossible to obtain these stats because the municipalities do not cooperate with the federal government. and it just blew me away. I obviously, there are sanctuary cities and counties and now states that they absolutely refuse to turn in the information.
You see, this is what darkness does. It keeps us in chaos. It keeps us confused as to what's going on. It has been estimated, I will say that every state of the union has been affected. They have lost a citizen within the borders, within the boundaries of their own state. Every state of the union has been affected. That can be said in a general context. But there's been claims of 63,000 Americans being killed by illegal immigrants. And of course, PolitiFact said, well, that's still wrong. Well, what's right? You know, if that's wrong, what is right? I mean, you know, so are we supposed to say zero? Zero have been killed?
Right. And that's the left working its, you know, its lies and made up information and then get us on a certain trail and try to discredit, you know, what we do. But that's why we don't go there anymore. But look, just take a look. Just in November, Carla Provost, who is the Border Patrol chief down there at the border, she said that they had just in November 51,000 apprehensions and another nearly 10,000. In addition to the 51,000, also were requesting entry at border at ports of entry,
claiming
that's
asylum.
Over 60,000, right. Exactly, over right. 60,000 illegals just last month, and this is an invasion. That's
right.
Just 1 month, you know. And we already allow over a million people to arrive in our country legally, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would. Build that wall, build the wall that was promised to the American people under the Reagan administration. We've had 7 amnesties since then, and we're asked to do it again. And look at the situation we're in. And we see these illegal aliens, coming together and rioting and waving their country's flag while burning our flag.
Exactly.
These are not individuals we want in our country.
Yeah, build the wall is a dog whistle for the left that just drives them nuts. It's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just explodes their brains. This is really, whatever you want to call it. If you want to call it border security, secure our borders. This is what is needed. And, of course, it's not everything. Just like so much of the immigration problem, it's so dynamic and so complex. But because we have said, oh, it's so complex, we've ignored it and kicked the can down the road all these decades, this is why you have the problem you have today with all its complexity, because it's been ignored. And what's happening is we've got a president with enough intestinal fortitude and one who was serious about keeping his promises to the people that elected him into office. I mean, 63 million people said, you're our guy, go make it happen. And he's making it happen, and the Democrats are there, you know, putting a stick in his spokes. And, you know, let's think about this for just a moment, Maria. 63 million votes say he's our guy, okay? A little over, what was it? Was it 200,000? 200,000 votes for Nancy Pelosi? Something like that? In the state of California, by comparison? Something like 200,000 votes she got. 221,000 votes, all right? She is blocking everything. 221,000 votes versus 63 million. Somehow that makes sense in our government. That's how crazy this is.
Right. It is insane. And, you know, we do have to band together because, you know, we have to decide whether this is a lawful nation or a lawless nation. And look, my father came here the right way, as millions have. And so it's not that complex, in my opinion, Bill, because millions have arrived who are now citizens and legal immigrants. And that's what we would stand by. Otherwise, allowing this lawlessness is fundamentally undermining for any law to be enforced.
Yeah, for everybody. It puts everybody in danger. That's the deal. I mean, this is lose-lose all the way around. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project. Maria, as always, thank you so much for, you know, you and your husband and all the hard work you're doing. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you back on. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. God bless.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live Phil and be young again.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high school student at the center of a controversial incident at last week's March for Life says,
in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say that I'm sorry.
An initial video goes viral showing the junior, Nicholas Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, appearing to, in some people's estimations, smirk in the face of Nathan Phillips, a tribal elder who was drumming outside the Lincoln Memorial. The teenager denies he was smirking.
I have the utmost respect for Mr. Phillips. It's another person that freely used his First Amendment right.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, wants to run for president. Mayor Pete Buttigieg making the announcement in a video saying it's a season for boldness and a time to focus on the future. He's a 37-year-old former Navy intelligence officer. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to be on ground, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, you got the crazy stuff that's going on in this country today. You know, a government that's not open, you know, because we have a president that wants to secure our borders. I mean, how idiotic, how insane, you know, when you think about this. If anything is bipartisan, that's national security. Because the last time I checked, it's not like all of a sudden, you know, the government is going to say, well, we're only going to take care of Republicans, you know, or independents. Well, this is Independent Week, so we'll let all the Democrats, let them just hang out there to dry. It's like, is this crazy or what? And, you know, it's like, look, you got to negotiate. You can't sit there and be counting down the days and, you know, be part of a record. You know, this is not a good record. You know, Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to say, well, you know, I shut down the government for, you know, 32 days, 33 days, you know, like that's a crown, you know, that's a jewel in her crown. All at our expense. You know, the curious thing here is we've got, you know, some people, and I understand, you know, this is all very complicated of 800,000, you know, government employees. I think, you know, I feel for them because, you know, they're regarded as non-essential. You know, that's just such a terrible term. And some are, you know, I will say most are, you know, coming to work, still not getting paid. God bless them for doing that. And it's not like they won't get paid. They're going to get paid. I think the other part is that you get people who are so caught up in the political aspect of this thing. They say, well, I'm not going to work. I can understand, you know, you're a little upset about this stuff. It's all going to get worked out. You're going to get paid. But to say you're not going to go to work and don't go to work, and then when it comes time to get paid, you're going to say, hey, I want to be paid for that day I didn't go to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is that fair? Is that right? I don't know. Just something, and I don't want to be insensitive because I understand there's some unique situations where somebody said, well, I couldn't afford to go to work because I didn't have the money. I couldn't put gas in my car. Look, I understand the extenuating circumstances, but just out of pure honoriness, just say, I'm not going to go to work. And then when it comes time to get paid, you want to get paid for that day that you said you didn't want to go to work and there was no other reason than other than you wanted to throw a fit and be upset about this stuff. But it's going to be okay, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get back to work here. We're going to get the government humming again. We've had some good momentum going into this. And we'll talk about this law of capacity later, and we'll break it down for you. But right now, I want to bring Jenny Beth Martin with us, the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, you know, you did something that I've been saying that Nancy Pelosi, maybe instead of getting on a military transport to go overseas, maybe she ought to get her posse and go to the border. We'll even pay for happy hour drinks for her and everybody. And maybe if she went to the border, but she's already, you know, has said she didn't, you know, she didn't care for Kristen Nielsen's facts. She doesn't want her mind bogged down with the truth and the facts of the matter. But you went to the border. So tell us what you saw.
Well, we've heard from Speaker Pelosi saying that the wall is immoral. And I heard yesterday morning being reported that Senator Schumer said that the wall is just not who we are as a country. And that just boggles my mind. I'm on my way to the airport right now because I have a meeting at the White House. Uh-huh. And I'm going to have to get on a plane. And I have to take off my shoes, take off my belt, take off my jacket, have my luggage scanned, my body scanned, I have to have a ticket, have to show my ID,
right.
And that's all just to get to the gate. And
yes.
Then once you're at the gate, if you're leaving the country, when you get to the gate, you have to have your ticket and a passport, which I did last week. I flew to Mexico City. And guess what? When I got to Mexico City, I had to give 10 fingerprints and show my passport and tell why I was there. And there was a gate preventing me, a wall preventing me from getting further into the airport until I did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back into America, another wall. We have walls in this country. I walked to the border south of San Diego into Tijuana, and I had to show my passport to get into Mexico there. When I
exactly.
get back into America, there's a wall. Guess what? There's a wall. We already have it in Nancy Pelosi's own state.
Mm-hmm.
And I, again, had to show my ID. I had to tell why I had been in Mexico, what I had purchased. All of which I didn't actually purchase anything. I just walked through and came right back in. They kind of laughed at me.
Right.
But the point is, we have walls already. And this is my eighth time to the border. Mm-hmm. I have been to areas that are not secure, that are not like that. In the places where they are like that, there's an orderly process. The Border Patrol can check who you are. Customs can check who you are. And their job is easier because it's an orderly process.
Exactly.
That's what President Trump is trying to get right now. It helps secure the border. And on top of that, he wants 750 additional Border Patrol agents, 2,000 more law enforcement and support personnel, and then more beds, 52,000 more beds to help these people who are coming into the country claiming asylum because they've learned if they just say asylum, they can get into our country.
Right.
And then medical supplies and support for those people. And he also is looking for technology to track to track narcotics and weapons. And let me tell you something. I looked up, and there were 15,000 people who died of heroin overdoses in 2017. 90% of the heroin coming into this country is coming from the southern border. We need to make it more secure so that the Border Patrol and Customs who work down there can seize more of it and prevent so much of it from getting into our country.
Jenny Beth, how can the Democrats get away with this narrative to make it seem like the southern border is so inconsequential and meaningless? Because they'll come back with their statements, their party line that, oh, well, you know, we got people coming in by air and, you know, they want to get caught into the thickness and the comprehensiveness of the immigration policies and that. It's like, look, you got to take gone this elephant one piece at a time, because in the name of it's so complicated and so complex, this is why we're here today, because it's been ignored. And it's like we've lost our mind over all this, Jenny Beth.
Yeah, it is like we've lost our mind. And how can they get away with it? Well, look at the fake news that they broadcast last week, just last week, from Thursday until Sunday. The BuzzFeed article that Mueller actually came out and said was incorrect.
Thank God for that.
What happened with those boys from the Catholic high school? I've been the subject of incorrect media reports. When the left doesn't like you, they attack you.
Right.
When they do like you, they want to let you live above and outside of the law, which is lawlessness. And that's part of the problem right now. We don't need our border to be such that if Pelosi and Schumer like you or like your group of people, you can break the law, but everyone else has to obey it. I had to obey the law to get back in the country.
Yes.
Why do these people who are not even citizens not have to obey it? They're using this. I think that the liberals are using this as a political football. And what I mean by that is that they want to use it to get elected, but they don't actually solve the problem, because if they solve the problem, they can't continue to use it to get elected.
You know, I want to know.
Republicans and Obamacare repeal. So both sides do it. This is what the left is using.
You know what I want to know, Jenny Beth, is how much money they're raising off of this deal. You know, we've got people out of work.
Raising a lot.
We got people out of work, which I'm sure that money they're raising, they're not funneling to the 800,000 non-essential employees, government employees, but they're happy to seem like they're championing their cause. And, you know, here it is 32, 33 days. They're doing the calculation on this thinking, gosh, if we drag this out for a couple more weeks, you know, how many more people, how many more Democrats can we get elected from fundraising, you know, the cause here? Because this thing is, I mean, they've got a gold mine here. I mean, they found the mother lode on this whole issue, have they not?
Well, I think they think that they have. But, you know, here's the thing, Bill. If they really thought they had, they were doing just fine, they would not have, Nancy Pelosi would not have uninvited President Trump from the State of the Union next week. She would not be intimidated or afraid for him to speak about the State of the Union from the floor of the House of Representatives, from the people's house. But she is. She doesn't want to extend that courtesy and that respect to him. And that tells me that they are concerned about something. We may not know what it is, but something polling indicates that that would be a problem for them.
Good point. Good point. Glad you brought it up. Jenny Beth Martin, founder, co-founder and co-president, and president, I should say, of Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes. They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know how far I can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how it can mean to me, lift your my hand, lift your my side.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look, we've got with us America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. He is president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover Norquist is with us. Grover, how are you?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Well, good to be with you to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is about taxes. I have been joined in spirit with you the first time I ever heard you speak. I said, Grover Norquist is a man for the season and a man that I can get behind. I just so appreciate how hard and diligently you have fought for the forgotten man and woman.
Well, thank you. I mean, the taxpayers really are the forgotten men and women because politicians like to go, oh, we're going to help you. Oh, okay. So I, politician, am going to help you. They leave out, first the politician steals $100 from the taxpayer. Then he gives it to you, a targeted special interest. And then you remember to vote for the politician. Nobody says thank you to the taxpayer. Nobody asked his permission. And the entire transaction was at the taxpayer expense, and they were the people not considered.
Yeah, it's the ultimate quid pro quo, isn't it?
Well, it is. The only other transfer that goes on in D.C. is politicians leaking to the press or bureaucrats leaking to the press, and then the press rewarding them with the equivalent of campaign contributions, which is a nice paper article about how swell you are, which if you bought it as an ad would cost you tens of thousands of dollars and be less, have less credibility because you paid for it, right? This was
exactly
earned. But it was earned by leaking to the press things that you're not supposed to be leaking to the press. And bureaucrats make themselves more important, and everybody should send my agency more money. And why are we important? Because the Washington Post said so. And what do you do? We leak to the Washington Post stories about how important we are. Exactly. And they write about that.
Yeah, such as the economy of the Beltway, as we know, or the exchange, the economical exchange that takes place on the Beltway. Grover, I want to talk about what the Dems have done. We knew they were going to come in and want to do everything they could to erase the tax cuts that we just experienced under the Trump administration. No doubt about it, you know, the warning signs were out there that, you know, by Republicans, that the Democrats were going to come back to, you know, take back the taxes, take back the crumbs that Nancy Pelosi had identified. And, you know, they want their money back.
They do. And you say it exactly right. They think of this as their money. And you can tell that when they say, should we give money to this to this group? What? We mean cut their taxes. So when you don't take money from a taxpayer, you've given it to them. That's why people say, should we really give a lot of money to rich people? What do you mean? You know, not raise taxes on rich people. Well, right. That's not giving them money. That's not taking it. When you walk down the street, and on the other side of the street, a mugger passes you unmolested. He didn't give you your wallet. It was your wallet, right? He just failed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the politicians don't raise your taxes, they didn't give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't steal it.
That's right. But yet they make it seem like as if they did a favor for you. And, of course, they're not doing us any favors now, as you noted. The House is changing rules in order to, you know, rig the system once again. The Dems, what are they? Are they the kings of rigging the system and making sure that they get their way? And because here again, they're doing it in order to make tax hikes easier. They're changing House rules.
Yes, but you and I and your listeners should not be surprised. The modern Democratic Party governed from 1930 until 1994 with control of the House and the Senate for, I think there's 4 years where the Republicans had the House and the Senate during the Eisenhower years. But otherwise, 60 years of government by Democratic House, Democratic Senate, Democratic Congress. Well, how do you get, that's about as long as the PRI, the Party of the Institutionalized Revolution, in Mexico governed, with, you know, not real elections in between. That's a long time for one party to keep basically one party a rule in the legislature. Well, the way they did it was they created organized labor. They passed laws which gave organized labor the ability to force people to pay union dues, that you could only keep your job if you paid union dues and joined the union. Right. And then the unions had all of this money, right? Even today, you've got 7 million dues-paying members in the private sector, 7 million dues-paying members in the public sector. So 14 million people paying dues. It's about 11% of the entire population, the working population, pays dues. Used to be 30. Used to be 30.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe as many as 35 in the 40s and 50s. Well, if you can imagine a third of the workforce sending a check into the labor unions, which might as well be the modern Democratic Party, given all of the left-of-center groups that they fund with that money, dues for a teacher who makes $50,000 in base pay is $1,000, 2% of their cash benefits. So they get more than that in pensions and benefits and so on. But you're talking about billions of dollars that organized labor collects through forced union dues and then turns around and spends on politics for the Democrats in order to keep the modern Democrat Party in power. Now we have about 27 right-to-work states that you know, said, look, we're not, you don't have to pay union dues. And the Supreme Court in the Janus case, didn't get a lot of attention, but it's huge, says that all government workers, state, local, federal, cannot be required to pay union dues as a condition of employment. So if you're a teacher you don't have to pay dues. You don't have to be a member of the union. You can say, thank you very much. I don't want to be a member of the union. I don't want to pay dues. I don't want to be a member of the union. Thank you very much. Go away.
Right.
And there's another case coming down the road which does something very similar but builds on that, and that is almost certain to decide within the next 12 months that, you know, you could be a policeman or a fireman or a teacher, and the union says, well, we say this is how much money you're going to get in pay, and you get more if you get old, and here's the pension, here's the benefits. Now, and you go, well, I don't want a contract like that. I'm 25 years old. I want cash, not benefits. My wife has insurance. Why am I paying for insurance? I would rather have the cash, and I'll invest in a 401k. Don't tell me you'll be in charge of my pension. I don't want that.
Right.
You know, if you've got money for that, give it to me in cash. So there are, in any large or small company, dozens of different ways to get compensated. And unions do one size fits all. So what the Democrats did was they set up through organized labor a structure to fund the modern Democratic Party to the tune of millions and billions of dollars in payments per year. And that's beginning to collapse. So they are flailing around to figure out how to replace the cash flow of forced union dues. I think they'll find it in cities. They will steal your money in completely democratic cities and completely democratic states, raise taxes and hand the money to foundations, which then turn around and will become political structures for the left. Biden's entire political structures are in a series of universities.
Mm-hmm.
Where Joe Biden has the Joe Biden Institute here and the Joe Biden Institute for there, and all the staff are all being paid by, you know, 401c3 foundations, as if they work for a hospital or a library or something. And so you can move a lot of the corrupt money from unions to cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the larger cities already do a little of this themselves, but they need to do enough in order to take whole states down, not just run Chicago, run Boston, run Hartford, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So when you talk about them changing the rules, they have to change the rules because they're losing. I mean, they go, oh, yeah, but we're making Trump bleed or something. And it goes beyond this to the House and the Senate. And the Supreme Court decision, which will cost, because we know what happened in the private sector and in a handful of states like Wisconsin, where they said, okay, you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. A third of the people in Wisconsin have quit paying dues. More recently, Michigan did the same thing. 20% of Michigan government workers have said they're not paying dues. So if 20% of government workers stop paying dues, it would cost them $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Nationally, $1 billion a year. I'm sorry, but that's more money than all of the billionaires, like Bloomberg and Soros and so on, all together put in for Hillary and for the Democrats in this last election. This is a huge, huge deal, and they are going to have to figure out ways to raise taxes and then take that money and launder it so that it comes back into politics.
Well, without a doubt, higher taxes are coming, and they're coming full speed ahead upon us, Grover Norquist. And I look forward to continuing this conversation because this is an excellent tutorial giving us a background as to what the motivation of Democrats is. Well, he's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, Grover Norquist, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Grover, and have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave.